Okay, today's daf is Pesachim Daf Dalet, and today we're going to talk about Bittul Chametz. Bittul Chametz, one of the major sugyas here in the first parak of Maseches Pesachim, and it comes up here in the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos on Dalet Amid Beis. So the Gemara here is discussing the sugya of Bedika, Bedikas Chametz, and the Gemara wonders had the suffix whether Cheskaso Baduk or Ein Cheskaso Baduk, whether we could assume if a socher, if a renter goes into a house, could we assume that it is checked already or not? So the Gemara says, quotes a brisa, that we could rely on Nashim Avadim and Ketanim. So why can we rely on them? Don't we assume because it must be Cheskaso Baduk? So the Gemara says, if it's Cheskaso Baduk, so what do you need them to say anything? So the Gemara's Maskana is really Lola Me Malacha, Adalam Abay is really Cheskaso Baduk. We assume houses are checked, but we happen to know that this one was not checked. Muchzak Landelo Baduk. And these people who are usually Psule Edus, Nashim Avadim Tanim, say, Batkini, we checked. So Ma'adatema, you might have thought Lolem Nin Rabbanan, we shouldn't believe them, because they're usually Psulim La'edus. Kamash Balan, we do. Kiva, the Bidikas Chamez Bidir Rabbanan, who? Since Bidikas Chamez anyways Bidir Rabbanan, why? Why Bidikas Chamez Bidir Rabbanan? To be the Araisa Bibitol Ba'amasagile, because Mida Araisa, once I do Bittol, so that is enough to prevent me from violating Ba'al Yerabai Yimatzai. I won't violate the Isra of having Chamez in my house once I nullified. Let's translate Bittah like that for now. Bittah was a nullified the Chametz, and Mirabanan Midrabanan. So if the whole Tzorech is Drabanan, the Rabbanan gave power to these people to be believed in this context. There is a big discussion that's not for us now. Why is this such a chiddush, right? Aren't women usually believed? They're usually believed in cases of Eidah Drachem and Bisurin, especially in cases of Biyado. Tosfos here points out cases of Biyado. So why is this case different? Why is this case different? Is this case better? Is this case worse? So some say, you know, David says really, it says Nashim Gerara, it shouldn't be there. Or others say no, that women generally, the day in the Meiri, women generally are not believed on Davar Sheba Erva if it's Cheskas Isser. And most Rishonim assume that there's something unique about our case. Usually they are believed, but something unique about our case. Tosfos and other Mefarshim. But we're going to talk about the first half of this line. And that is, what makes it the Rabbanan? Midaraisa Bebito Ba'alma Sagi Lehe. So what exactly is Bito Chametz? Right? Bi'ur Chametz, and now I have to destroy the Chametz. How do you destroy the Chametz? That's a machlokas. At the beginning of the second parak, Adaf Chaf Aleph, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether Ein Bi'ur Chametz El B'Sreifa, you have to burn it, or it can be destroyed in any way possible. Mefar v'zor la ruach umat al yam, you can just crumple it up and throw it to the wind. But what about bittel? What's bittel chametz? So Rashi says here, dichsiv tashbisu veloksiv tevaaru. Bittel is included in the pasuk because the pasuk does not say destroy tevaaru, but it says tashbisu hashbasa. That word is more inclusive. V'hashbasa delev hi hashbasa. Rashi says hashbasa in one's heart is also hashbasa. Rashi says there's some type of intellectual destruction that we do to the chametz, and that is bittul, and that is included in tashbisu. That's included in tashbisu, right? And that's what Unkelus also says on the pasuk. What exactly does that mean? We know bittul appears in other places in halacha. We know there's a bittul reshus by Erevin, when a person can remove himself from the area, so to speak, so that the others can make an error. So I'm a vatal my reshus, I'm a salik myself. Is that what's going on here? I'm a salik myself from the chametz. There's also bittul by avodah zara, or the mishnah avodah zara, where the goy does an action and he's destroys physically. Doesn't act physically. So that's not exactly the same, but is that the same intellectually? But either way, that's Rashi. Tosfos here argues on Rashi. Tosfos says, two problems. Pierce Bakuntris, Midachsiv Tashbisu, Bloksiv Tavaru. Amashbasa Belevi. Vakasha Lari, ask Tosfos, Dahai Ashbasa Avari. If you look on the next daf, on daf hey, it's clear that Hashbasa has to involve a Malacha Daraisa. Because the Pasuk says that you have to destroy your Chametz on the first day of Pesach. And the Gemara says that can't be, because destroying your Chametz on Pesach is a Malacha. So it must be that it's referring to Erev Pesach. That the Yom Rishon in the Pasuk must refer to Erev Pesach. But you see from there that Hashbasa has to be a Malacha. And if Rashi, you're right that it's some type of Hashbasa Belevi, that's not a Malacha. So why would it be Asur on Yantif? That's what says his first kasha. The high hashbasa avari hiva lo bittol. The tani b'shmeitzin. Rabbi Kiva omer ein sarech. Hare yomer tashbisu matzino avar shi ab malacha. V'yodin number two. The tashbisu amrinam l'kaman me'ach chilek. Shumi sheisos v'lamala. It says also in Tamar's daf that tashbisu is at chatzos, done at chatzos, which is learned out from achilek. We split the day of Erev Pesach. And if you're telling me that you have to do bittul at chatzos, but you can't do bittul chatzos. Once it becomes aser b'hana, so then you can't do bittul anymore. So again, you could destroy chametz that's not yours, that's already aser, but you can't be mevatel and nullify it in your heart. So Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says, really, bittul is something else. Bittul is hefker. V'yomer reed demida raisa b'bittul ba'al masagi mitam demeacher shebitlo habe hefker. After you are mevatel it, it becomes ownerless. V'yatsa mirshusa umutter, and it goes out of yirshus and is mutter. Mida kamrina, as it says, also on the next stuff, aftal roa shal achir v'shal gavoa, you're allowed to see other chametz or shal gavoa, and that includes hefker as well. So we'll get to Tosfos b'ezras Hashem soon. But the question is, how do you first of all answer Rashi? Right, I tashbisu. Doesn't tashbisu mean Tavaru, as the Pasuk says, as the Gemara says later on? The answer is, Tashbisu can mean Malacha. It doesn't only have to be Malacha, right? Number one, right? It can mean, right? It doesn't have to mean what Tosa says. But the other issue that we're going to talk about, what about, how could the Gemara say that Tashbisu is at Chatzos, right? So how does Rashi answer that question? If you're unable to be mevatel your chametz at the time of the Isser, so maybe this reflects a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos about Tashbisu itself. There is a famous chakira of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch has a long discussion of this chakira with many nafkaminas about Tashbisu. How do we understand the mitzvah tazei daraisa of destroying one's chametz? That is the question of the Minchas Chinuch. L'chara yisafik. In a mitzvah tazei, mitzvah tes, is the mitzvah to make sure, what we would call a result-oriented mitzvah, to make sure that there's no more chametz in my house. And if I have chametz, besides the isser of violated by Rabbi Yimatzei over Od Alo Asei, I also violate the Asei of Tashbisu, because Tashbisu is, make sure chametz is not in your house. And if I have chametz in my house, then I'm violating the isser Asei. Kamo b'Shabbos v'Yantif, and then it'll be exactly like Shabbos and Yantif. Shabbason. Shabbason means don't do malacha. V'imavar v'asa malacha over v'asei v'lo sasei. V'chulu. V'yachanami. Iker ha-mitzvah kan shalo yehe ha-chametz b'rshuso. V'umushbas m'rshuso. It is no longer in my house. Is that how you understand the mitzvah? Or do I say no? Odilma de mitzvah alav bekum v'asei diyashbis ha-chametz. Or is the mitzvah to destroy my chametz? V'im ein lo chametz, lo kiyam asei. And if I don't have chametz, then I'm not mekayim the asei. Just like if I don't have a four-cornered garment, I'm not going to get faulted for not wearing tzitzis, but I don't have a mitzvah of tzitzis. Ukemo hasam, the mitzvah alav likos talis kedei lakayim a mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. And just like by tzitzis, if it's a kumbah say, there's a mitzvah for me to go out and buy a four-cornered garment to wear it, so too here. Right, it's an active mitzvah. So the question is, that's how do you understand Tashbisu? Is it a kumvase or a shei baltase? Many nafkaminas. The first one he quotes right here is, does a person have a chiv to go out and buy chametz in order to destroy it? According to approach number one, no. Right, even if I don't have. The mitzvah is shiyehe mushbas. I shouldn't have chametz in my reshus. So if I don't have, great. Or do I say, no, it's an active. Hachanami, mitzvah lachzar, sheyilo chametz kodem pesach. V'yevar oso biyodalad. K'de lakayim, mitzvah ase, bukum ase. Nafkamina number one, you have to go out and buy. Nafkamina number two, what about Asar Zehuvim, the Gemara Chulin? If you steal a mitzvah from someone, you have to pay them 10 gold coins. So here, what happens if somebody takes your chametz and destroys it for you? Lefize im chataf achar hamitzvah miyado chayiv piknas. Moshin ifsak b'choshim mishpat, right? Would we say it's about... if it's a kumbaseis, then you have to pay the yuzahuvim. If it's not a kumbaseis, it's a result, then memela, it doesn't matter who does the maisa, you, the bala chametz, has fulfilled the mitzvah. So there was no mitzvah that was stolen. Right? Number two. Number three. What happened? No nafkamina. Do I say, what happens if I eat the chametz on Pesach? Is that a mitzvah haba b'aveira? Is that a mitzvah haba b'aveira? Yamrina de mitzvah zui b'kumbasei, so then, imkenim hishbis chametz ha-pesach adesha achol okiyam ha-mitzvah. He assumes that mitzvah bav avera is only when, at the moment that you are doing the avera, you're mekayim the mitzvah, v'chulu, and vice versa. So here, as you eat it, that's the action of destroying your chametz. That's the action of doing a mitzvah, but it's an avera, because you're not allowed to eat chametz. And therefore, that would be a problem. He assumes if the mitzvah is b'sheva al-tase, then fine, you did an avera, but the same result has been achieved. And therefore, you would still get the mitzvah. Imkein afilu achlo mikal makom ine brishuso v'kiyem ha-mitzvah asei kivan she'ein lo chametz. Or he also discusses, what about nashim? What about women? He assumes that, is this a zman grama? If it's a mitzvah asei b'kum v'asei, then yeah, it will be a zman grama. And it doesn't say anywhere that women have a mitzvah. This is an exception. Yes, women have to get rid of their chametz, but not to violate Bal Yerah Bayimatzei. but that's preventative. But if tashbisu is kumase, maybe they're pater. But if tashbisu is about the result, so then that would be an ave, so to speak, an isarase that women would be obligated in. But all related to this, he talks about kavana also, maybe suggest the minchas chinuch, that's goof of the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos is the second question, where Tosfos asked on Rashi that, oh, according to you, Rashi, it says they achilek, they have to be mashbis at chatzos. If you have to destroy at chatzos, then you can't do that if it is already usser. So what's the answer to that? So it could be maybe Rashi holds that the first approach, that tashbisu is about result shihei mushbas. It doesn't mean you have to destroy it at chatzos. It has to be destroyed by chatzos, not at chatzos. And that is how Rashi would answer Tosas Kasha. Right? Tosas assumes that it's a maisa mitzvah, an active tashbisu kumvase, and therefore you have to do it at a certain moment. But according to Rashi, no, it means by chatzos. And since you've achieved the result, so then it is good enough. So that is Rashi and Tosfos. And then he even adds, the Minchas Chinuch has one more point, but don't tell me that this is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Don't tell me that. Right, what's the machlokas? We know, the Gemara, the Mishnah, in the beginning of the second parak, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to destroy your chametz by burning it, and the Rabbanan say you have to just get rid of it in any way possible. So you might have said that machlokas Tanaim is also about this. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn it because it requires the most demonstrative, destructive manner possible. And therefore, it's a kumbase, and that's Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rabbanan say, no, it's result-oriented, shihei mushbas, and therefore, that is all one needs to do, because it doesn't matter how you get rid of it, just get rid of it in any way. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Beferish, don't think that this Chakira is the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Who argues? Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Salvechik argues on this. He says, no, that's exactly the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. He says this to answer another question. The Tur in Hilchas Chametz seems to just quote a Mishnah in the end of Maseches Temura. We'll get to that in a second. First question, that's the second question. First question we'll deal with is the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Chametz Umatzeh, in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, that one does not get malchus with Al Yerabba Yematzeh, because it's a passive mitzvah, it's a lav she'im ba'maisa, unless you acquired Chametz on Pesach or made Chametz on Pesach. Either of those, then it would be a maisa, and you would get malchus for that. That's the Rambam. But if not, then you wouldn't get Malkus. Ask the Reb Chaim, but why would you get Malkus anyway? Even if you bought Chametz on Pesach, so you did a Maisa, but it's also a Lav Anita Klase. It's not just a Lav Shein, but Maisa, which is Ein Lokan Alav, it's also a Lav Anita Klase Shein Lokan Alav. So why does the Rambam not think that is a Ptur? Question one. Then he quotes the question Rabbi Kiva Eger asks on the Tur. The Tur quotes that according, there's a Mishnah at the end of Maseches Tevurah that says, anything that has to be burned as a result of that burning, right? Anything that's nisrafin, afran mutter. So the ashes become mutter after you burn it, because you know it's no longer the item. Masha'enkin, any nikbarin, if something has to be buried, there's no mitzvah to burn it, then afran usr, then even if you would burn it, the afer is still usr. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks on the Tur. The Tur quotes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, mitzvasa b'sreifa, so after you burn chametz, you could use the ashes. According to the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to use the ashes. Not to use the ashes, even after you burn it. But one second. What's the svara for saying that if you burn it, you can use the ashes? Tosfos in the end of Temura says two words. Na'asis mitzvaso. Your mitzvah has been fulfilled. If your mitzvah has been fulfilled, so that's why there's no more iser and you're allowed to use it. Even according to the Rabbanan, the mitzvah has been fulfilled. You've done the mitzvah of tashbisu by hashbasaso b'chol davar. So why does the Tur limit and say only according to Rabbi Yehuda you would say afran mutter? Even according to Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, even according to the Chachamim, you should say afran mutter because it's nasis mitzvaso. Answers Reb Chaim to both of those questions. Really, the tashbisu of Rabbi Yehuda is fundamentally different than the tashbisu of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda requires the chametz is screaming out to be burned. The destiny of this item in the chefsa is to burn it. Chayo ba chefsa shel chametz din sreifa. That's where. What does nasis mitzvaso mean? It doesn't mean just that you did a mitzvah. Nasis mitzvaso means that the chefsa had mekuyam in it some status. there's a status change in the destiny of this chefsa. That's why you would say na'asis mitzvah so. Not stam that the gavra did the mitzvah. So therefore, that's why, according to Yehuda, there's a destiny of this chefsa, and you have to burn it. According to the Rabbanan, there isn't. It's all result-oriented. Just destroy it. Just get rid of it. And that's exactly what the Minchas Chinuch said not to say. That's what Reb Chaim said. And also, another nafkamina says, na'asis mitzvah so is whether you call this a lav anita glasei. Only according to Yehuda would you say this is called a lav anita glasei, because in the chefse itself there's a destiny for it to be burned. That's an asei. But if it is just a result-oriented mitzvah asei, then that wouldn't be called anita glasei. Well, the fizah says Reb Chaim, harim yushavim heidei divrei Rambam, to look and allow to lo yirav leyimatze. If you would do an action, vatam to lo chashal anita glasei tzarach lomar mishum the sphere light. Right, the Rambam holds like the Chachamim. Tachtash bisu ikara hu isra asei shelo yehei lo chametz v'avi kmo kol dvarim ha'asurin v'asei v'lo sasei d'lo v'ni tuk lasei im kein lo shayach zos ela im neima tashbasaso b'chol davar. Masha'en kein, if you say mitzvah so b'sreifa im kein avi mitzvah danasis b'guf ha'chefetz as pshit v'avi ni tuk lasei kmo sreifas nosar v'chadome. So he holds exactly against the Minchas Chinuch. But either way, that is all Rashi, Tosfos, and the focus really on Rashi. Tosfos holds, as we just saw, Tosfos holds that bitul chametz means hefker, right? It's not a kim of tashbisu. According to Tosfos, bitul prevents the situation of Al-Yerubah Yimatzei. You make it hefker, and therefore you're not going to violate Al-Yerubah Yimatzei. According to Rashi, bitul is a form of tashbisu. According to Tosfos, it is not. Many questions that we have on this Tosfos. Tosfos only has one question on himself. Hefker. So then why don't you need three? Hefker usually needs three. Tosfos says, not here. The Rabbanan wouldn't require you to need three in this case. He only asks one question, but the Ramban asks many questions on this Tosfos. If it's really Hefker, so then why is it called Bittul? Why is it called Bittul throughout this Masechta? Right? V'hikshu alav b'Tosfos, because Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, and let me quote Lakasha, imkein lamis kiru kama pamin, b'chol Masechta zu, lashin Bittul, misagi lehefker shashanu chachamin b'chol makom, v'lo mishtamit tana lamemar, so number one, a language question. Number two, v'yod kashuli v'chisha bittol davar pashadu b'gmar b'mom machlokas. To be the raisa ba'alma sagile v'ilo b'hefker itmar. Hefker is a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is hefker yours until it gets to the Rishus HaZoche. So why is hefker a machlokas and bittol is not a machlokas? V'od kasha shehitiru bittol b'shabbos. Bittol's allowed on Shabbos? Who says hefker is allowed on Shabbos? Right, va'od kasha, shoshana chacham v'chol makom, mivatlo belibo, the hefker v'pehu, v'lam eskir belibo. Right, hefker has to be done explicitly, we have to verbalize it, while bittul can be done b'leif. So many questions that the Ramban asks on Tosfos. If you look in the Maram Chalava, and the other Rishonim, they go through each question and knock it off. Well, Reb Yossi wouldn't say that here because nobody else could be zochet to it anyway. And even though usually you have to verbalize it, but here because nobody else could be zochet to it because it's going to become usher. So that's why you could even do a belave. And even if you can't usually do a hefker on Shabbos, which is a machlokas, the Meiri in Shabbos, on Kuf Chav Ches, Kuf Chav Zayin, I think says that you can be mafker on Shabbos, but even if you usually can't, but this is a hefker that nobody else is going to be zochet to, so they go through each and every detail of the questions. It's interesting, if you look in the Ran, and it seems to be quoted in some other mafarshim also, they say, who says that you have to go through each and every question and answer? Maybe you can give one answer and one approach to Tosfos that answers all the questions, and that is, it's not mamish hefker. Tosfos never says, and even if we're medayik in the words, he doesn't say bittul is hefker. He says, after your mevatel, it becomes hefker. Maybe this bittul all the questions of the Ramban, from all the regular rules of hefker, it's not regular hefker here. Right, the Ran on Daf Aleph and Daf Arif, the Ritva on Daf Vav say, you know what Tosfos means, Rabbi Natan means? Remember the Gemara on Daf Vav. The Gemara says that there are two things that are not really Bershuso Shal Adam, and the Torah considers them as if they're Bershuso. Bar Bershuso Rabim and Chametz on Pesach. Chametz of Pesach is Azar Bana. How can I violate by Rabbi Yimatzai? It's not mine. It's Azar Bana. So what is it? That's the Chiddush HaTorah. Really, it's not mine, but a Kilu is mine. So the Ran and the Ritva both say that's what Rabbi Notam means. That's what Tosfos means. Well, different formulations in different Nishchos in Ba'ali Tosfos, if it's Rabbi Notam, if it's the Ri. But either way, it's not really hefker, but it's just that your bialos is on such a tenuous connection anyway, because it's Rabbi Yishmael, Ki'ilu, or Rabbi Lazar, quoted in Davav, in Baba Kama, Rabbi Yishmael, Kilu in Bershuso. It's as if it's in your Rishus, it's not really in your Rishus. So all you need to do is something little. You don't really need to do full Hefker to get it out of your Rishus. All you have to do is be Megali, your Das, that you're not interested. And that's Ki'ilu, that's Kemo Hefker. So that's an important sheet to the Ra, the Ritva, answer all the questions of the Rabbana in one fell swoop, and that is, he doesn't really mean it's Hefker. It means the result is Hefker, and therefore, one would be able to do it and be a rule breaker for Hefker. The Ramban has the third shita. Again, Rashi says it's Tashbisu is Bahashbasa Belev, Tosfos is Hefker. The Ramban, which might be for Rashi. The Ramban says, also quoting the Rabbi Yishmael, just like the Ran and the Ritva quoted the din of Shnei Dvarim, Shein Ambershus HaShaladam, to explain Tosfos, the Ramban uses that to explain himself, or maybe even Rashi. And that is, it's not about Bailus, it's about expressing that I'm not interested in this chametz. Eino rotze b'kiyumo. I'm not interested in its existence. I'm not interested in its being connected to me. Again, different formulations. But that's the basic sheet of the Ramban. Somehow expressing that I don't want this. The Rabbeinu David says, Shalo yehe daito ala chametz. I have removed myself. It is not on my radar. That's what bittul is about. That's what bittul is about. And maybe one could even say that, interesting, the Gemara doesn't talk about what bittul is. Why doesn't the Gemara say what bittul chametz is? It says what bedika is. Why not bittul? Because it could be it's all inclusive. Bittul is about rejecting any connection to this chametz to me, and therefore maybe it means making it ownerless. Maybe it means expressing my disdain, intellectually destroying it in my heart. Whatever it is, the Gemara doesn't explain what it is because there are so many different ways of getting to this result. Again, the Ramban has a lot of depth to it, but we'll just mention it right now. Rashi tells the Ramban bittul chametz.